Glen FM presents the Glenmidden Chronicles.
With a ferry full of buckfast, the Glenmidden makes its way to the new route set by Kelmac, which is the old route to Lochmaddy run. The ferry has gone to Lochmaddy and is docked for the evening, waiting for the onslaught of passengers making their way to civilization the next day. The captain and Big Dick are on board playing battleships, while the rest of the crew are down at the Mad Lochy bar having a small sherry.
Oh, wasn't that nice of the Eriskew Noise to offer and plea for the owners of the bar?
Aye, well, it would have been, but this pub was louping afore they began to start their caterwauling. There's only us left now, and they're not doing it for nothing. They've done a deal with the owners for free drinks as long as they keep playing. They've been at it now for the past 3 hours.
Oh, Maggie, I love this tune. Are you wanting to dance?
Well, I would, if you don't mind, Crawford. I've just had my third advocat, and I don't want to mix it up too much. All that jigging would cause me to burp foam all night. And we don't want that, do we, Scotty, my love?
Well, you can burp until your insides come up for all I care.
But, Scotty, now that you're moving back into the cabin with me, you might want a bit of hoof magandy.
The only thing I want is for you to get into your thick skull that you're no my type. I dinna like red-heated blowbags.
Och, now I know you're just being silly. You know you like my blowbags. At least that's what you told me last week.
Will you be quiet, woman, and listen to the band? Oh, just my luck, they would stop now.
Reverend, thanks for going. It was lovely. That's all right, Crawford. You're very light on your feet, but the next time, please try not to dip me during the Gay Gordons. Here you are. The manager has given us all a last round and has told us we've to go home after this. He's closing up early.
Och, and I was just getting into doing music. What time is it anyways?
Doddy's the one with the watch. Doddy, what time is it?
Wait!
What's the time?
All right then. There was a young man called Rick who had an extra long...
You turn that hearing aid on. The time. What is the time?
Och, I thought you wanted a rhyme. The time. Let's see. One of the horns is on 6 and the other's on 11. Say it's... No way, I'll get there. It's 1:20 in the morning.
Oh, jinx, come on. We'd best get back to the ship. The captain will be walking the deck with worry.
And so the crew don their outer garments and take off to the fine typical summer evening in Lochmaddy. Arriving at the ferry soaked to the skin, they're in for a bit of a shock.
Sandy tells me that the forecast for tomorrow is not good. Not good at all. He's just handed me this report from the Met Office for the inshore waters. West backing south 3 or 4, then backing southeast 5 to 7, before turning northwesterly 8 or 9, perhaps gale 10 later.
What does that mean, Captain?
Well, I'm not quite sure, Dick, but I have a feeling it may be a bit windy. Anyway, the weather doesn't really matter, as we have to be in Uig tomorrow by 11 a.m, as we have a very important passenger coming on board to take back to Lochmaddy.
Oh, is it somebody famous? I know, it's Sidney Devine.
No, Maggie, it's not Sidney Devine.
Is it Sir Trevor MacDonald?
No, Maggie, it's not Sir Trevor MacDonald.
Oh, he's a fine big baller and such a lovely voice.
Maggie, thanks. No, this is Jefferson K. Porkpusher III, a well-known American philanthropist.
Well, I will be steering clear of him. I'm not having any philanderer touching my bahookie.
Philanthropist! Anyway, I doubt you have to worry about his wandering hands, Maggie.
I was just about to say the same thing. Only one in his right mind wouldn't have touched on Bahookie, even with gloves on.
No, Scotty, I don't think you understand. She doesn't have to worry, because he's actually... Now, how can I put this? He's dead.
We're doomed. Doomed, I tell you. You can't hear a dead body on the ship. It's worse than having a woman. No offence, Maggie.
None taken, I'm sure.
Crawford, you don't really believe those old wives' tales, do you?
I was on a ship once that had a corpse on board. The sky was dark and the weather just like tonight. The ship set sail and was never seen again. It just disappeared.
But Crawford, if it disappeared and you were on it, how come you're here now?
Oh, here? I never thought of that. Maybe I'm no here at all.
Right, well, look, I don't want to hear any more about this. We have to get to Uig tomorrow to meet his hearse. Dick, back to our game of battleships. Get out your frigate. I'm about to take it with my torpedo.
So, with the game continuing, the rest of the crew go off to their cabins to try to get a good night's sleep before sailing off to Uig tomorrow morning to pick up Jefferson K. Porkpusher III's coffin. Something tells me that things are not going to go as planned. Don't ask me why. It's just something in my water. Anyway, will the captain's torpedo be powerful enough to take Dick's frigate? Will the coffin be a nice oak variety? Will Cindy Devine ever know of Maggie's lust? Some of these questions will be answered same time, same channel on the Glen Midden Chronicles.
You have been listening to the Glen Midden Chronicles, brought to you by Cullen FM. Voices supplied in no particular order by John Wilson, Nick Wakeham, Shona Campbell and John Grundy. The series was devised by John Grundy and written by Nick Wakeham. This has been an Old Mission House production.